哈利路亚，愿主耶稣祝我们大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to everyone.
今天是安息圣日。
Today is the Holy Sabbath day.
是神祝福的日子。
This is the day that the Lord blessed.
我们各位弟兄姐妹能够在会堂里面聚集。
We brothers and sisters can gather here.
来敬拜神。
We're here to worship God.
纪念神的创造。
To remember the creation of God.
纪念神的看顾。
To remember God's blessings.
也在安息日在礼拜当中可以彼此勉励。
And on this Sabbath day, we can encourage one another.
那么我四年前来到我们温哥华教会。
Four years ago, I came to Vancouver Church.
又到多伦多教会。
And then I went to Toronto.
那么四年已经过得很快。
Four years passed quickly.
那么今天呢，我们又在这个地方跟我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹见面。
And so here today, I am with you again.
非常很大的安慰。
I feel comforted.
感谢主的祝福。
And I thank God for His blessing.
我们有一个很堂皇的会堂。
We have such a beautiful chapel here.
那么四年前要买这个会堂的时候，我刚好在这里。
Four years ago, when we were about to purchase a chapel, I was here.
彼此参考这个会堂的结构。
We're studying the structure of this chapel.
感谢主，我们已经把它买下来，而且已经现堂了。
We thank God that we have bought it and we have dedicated it.
那么现堂的时候，也有寄信到台湾。
During the church dedication, we have sent mails to Taiwan.
要兄弟来参加。
To invite brothers and sisters to come here.
因为刚好在台湾也有些工作。
And I was in Taiwan then, I was busy with my work.
所以不能来参加我们的现堂礼。
So I couldn't come here to attend the church dedication.
可是从我们所照的相片可以看出来。
But from the pictures that I have seen.
在我们的会堂前面呢，已经站了很多很多的弟兄姐妹。
I've seen many brothers and sisters in the chapel.
所以看了之后非常的感谢。
And I thank God for that.
我们不管是在什么地方。
No matter where we go.
我们都是神的教会。
We are all the church of God.
我们温哥华教会。
Vancouver Church.
我们应该要知道，我们是在真耶稣教会在温哥华的地方。
We must know that we are in the True Jesus Church in Vancouver area.
真耶稣教会是属于神的。
The True Jesus Church belongs to God.
那么神的教会呢，就是普及在全世界。
And the Church of God is spread all over the world.
所以神的教会在温哥华。
And therefore, the Church of God is in Vancouver.
神的教会在多伦多。
And the Church of God is in Toronto.
又在台湾。
And also in Taiwan.
美国。
United States.
英国。
England.
日本、韩国。
Japan and Korea.
这个都是我们的教会。
All these are our churches.
所以我们每一次到了一个教会，都是感觉上非常的亲切。
Each time we visit a church, we feel very familiar.
因为我们在耶稣基督里面都是一家的。
Because in Christ, we are one family.
所以在各地方能够知道神的恩典。
Therefore, it's good to know the grace of God all over the world.
也看到神所行出来的神迹奇事。
And we can also see the miracles of God that have been witnessed.
那么圣经里面记载说，
Bible records.
凡是有神的教会，就在那个地方有神的恩典。
Wherever there is a church of God, there shall be the blessing of God.
也借着神的恩典，让很多的外邦人来认识了我们的主耶稣。
And through these blessings, many Gentiles came to know the Lord Jesus.
可是有一个可惜的地方。
But there is one unfortunate thing.
就在我们教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
That the brothers and sisters in our church.
有的到现在还不知道耶稣是谁。
Some of them, right until now, don't even know who Jesus is.
那么他的儿女还要问他的爸爸妈妈，我们为什么信耶稣？
Well, the children ask the parents, why do we believe in the Lord Jesus?
我们以前在别的教会，为什么今天会在真耶稣教会里面？
In the past, we were in other churches. Why are we in True Jesus Church today?
有时候当父母的还没有办法来介绍我们为什么到真耶稣教会。
Sometimes as parents, they can't even explain why they are in True Jesus Church.
那这有什么稀奇呢？
What is so strange about this?
那主耶稣亲自选召的十二个门徒。
The Lord Jesus chose 12 disciples.
他们还是一样的，对主耶稣还没有彻底的来认识他。
Even the 12 disciples didn't have a detailed knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
我们知道主耶稣是他是从天上降生下来的。
We know the Lord Jesus is God in heaven.
他如果没有降生下来，他在天上，他就是真神。
He came onto the earth, and if he didn't come to earth, he would still be God.
那么这位真神，他未来要拯救世界上的人民。
And our God, in order to deliver all mankind.
啊，他道成肉身到世界上来。
He manifested in the flesh.
他未来要传福音。
In order to preach the gospel.
有时候不明。不休，有时候连吃饭的时间都没有。
Sometimes he would sacrifice his sleep and his meals.
所以常常主耶稣呢会带着门徒。
And that is why sometimes Lord Jesus will bring his disciples.
到山上休息。
They will bring them up to a mountain to have some rest.
或者是坐船到对岸，在那边来休息。
Well, they will take a boat across a lake and rest on the other side of the shore.
那么有一天主耶稣呢就叫门徒说。
One day.The disciples said to the, Jesus said to the disciples, Let's take a boat and cross over to the other side.
好了，耶稣跟门徒一直在船上。
And Lord Jesus and his disciples were on the boat.
那忽然间呢，这个天气变化。
All of a sudden, the weather changed.
啊，起了暴风。
There was a storm.
风浪也很大。
The waves were rough.
甚至于这个海的水呢，已经打到他们的船上。
The waves even hit onto the boat.
那么一个船上呢？啊，已经很多的海水在里面了，那很快就要沉下去。
The water has come in, and the boat was about to sink.
门徒啊，他们就着急了。
The disciples were worried.
那怎么办呢
？What could they do?
再一下下，可能我们的生命就有危险了。
In another moment, their lives could be in danger.
可是转过头看到耶稣。
But to turn around and saw Jesus.
耶稣却在那个船的尾端，在那里枕着头，在那里睡觉。
Jesus was sitting on the other end of the boat, and he was sleeping.
那么风浪虽然很大。
Even though the sea was rough,
这个船呢是摇撼得很厉害。
And the boat was rocking.
可是耶稣却在这个船尾上面睡着了。
Yet Jesus was sleeping on the other end of the boat.
好了，门徒赶紧呢叫醒耶稣。
The disciples woke Jesus up.
他说：“先生，先生。”
They say, "Rabbi, Rabbi."
啊，这个船快要沉下去了。
The boat is about to sink.
我们快要丧命了。
We are about to lose our lives.
你不照顾我们吗
？Aren't you taking care of us?
哎，就叫醒他。
And they woke him up.
那么耶稣醒过来。
Jesus woke up.
看到风浪很大。
Saw that the waves were high.
就叫这个风平静。
He commanded the wind to calm down.
啊，风浪记住。
And the waves to stop.
很奇妙的。
Strangely.
这一条这个摇撼很厉害的船就平静了。
The boat no longer rocks.
为什么
？Why?
因为风也停了，海浪也平静了。
Because the wind has calmed down, the sea was no longer rough.
啊。耶稣讲话了。
Jesus spoke.
你们的信心在哪里
？Where is your faith?
为什么耶稣会这样说
？Why would Jesus say so?
因为耶稣跟门徒在一起。
Because Jesus was with his disciples.
有时候耶稣用一句话来医治人的病。
Sometimes with one word, Jesus can heal a sick person.
耶稣也曾经一句话叫一个死人啊可以复活。
Or with one sentence, he can raise the dead.
啊，也叫做一句话。叫一个驼背的能够直起来。
And with one word, he can command a hunchback to straighten his back.
那么，耶稣跟门徒在一起的时候，门徒听到耶稣所讲的话很有能力。
And the disciples were with Jesus, and they knew that Jesus spoke with power.
那耶稣同样在船上。
And Jesus was with them on the boat.
他们就害怕了。
But they feared.
他们就求主耶稣了。
They begged the Lord.
哎呀，先生啊！
The plea of the Lord.
我们快要丧命了。
Rabbi, we are about to lose our lives.
你不照顾我们吗
？Aren't you going to deliver us?
啊，等到耶稣啊叫风停止，啊海浪平静。
When the Lord Jesus commanded the winds and the sea to calm down.
啊，门徒彼此啊，我看你，你看我，到底会怎么会这样子
？The disciples look at each other and were puzzled.
所以耶稣说话，你们的信心在哪里
？Therefore Jesus said, "Where is your faith?"
啊，那个门徒们呢、啊，他们就彼此。在讨论的。
And the disciples discuss among themselves.
他们讨论什么
？What were they saying?
我们看马可福音。
Let's turn to Gospel Mark.
马可福音第四章。
Mark chapter four.
马可福音第四章。
Mark chapter four.
好，看四十一节。
四十一节。Verse 41。
啊，他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？”连风和海也听从了他。这个门徒，他们跟耶稣在一段时间，常常日夜啊都在一起。
For a period of time, the disciples spending.
可是呢，他们对主耶稣啊， 还不大认识。
Yet they have very little knowledge of the Lord.
看到耶稣所行的这个行迹。
They have seen miracles performed by Jesus.
看到耶稣一句话可以叫风啊平静，海浪记住。
They've seen that Jesus can command the sea and the wind to calm down.
他们还不知道耶稣是谁。
But they do not know who Jesus is.
甚至于在危险的时候。
Even in times of danger.
在害怕的时候。
In times of fear.
他们把耶稣怎么教化？
What did they call Jesus?
他是父子父子。
They said teacher.
是先生先生。
Or rabbi.
他们还不知道耶稣就是天上的主。
They didn't know that Jesus is God in heaven.
所以你说我们现在的信徒。
Therefore,disciples today, or believers today.
为什么我们今天信耶稣？
Why do we believe in Jesus?
我们如何来向我们的儿女来介绍我们今天为什么在真耶稣教会里面？
How do we explain to our children why we are in True Jesus Church today?
有很多人到今天还在对主耶稣啊没有彻底的认识。
Even today, there are many people do not have a close account of the Lord.
那么耶稣他是谁？
Who is Jesus?
门徒说他这到底是谁？
Disciples ask among themselves, who is he?
今天呢，问到我们的心啊，我们对主耶稣是不是知道他是谁？
Today ask yourselves, do you know who the Lord Jesus is?
啊，主耶稣就是天上的真神。
Lord Jesus is God in heaven.
他为了要救我们世界上的人。
To deliver us from sin.
他道成肉身到世界上来了。
He manifested in the flesh to come into the world.
可是这个神到底在哪里？
But where is this God?
我们看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六章第十六节。
Chapter 6 verse 16.
六章十六节。
Chapter 6 verse 16.
就是那独一不死住在人不能靠近的光里。是人未尽看见，也是不能看见的，要将它显明出来。但啊，愿尊贵和荣耀的全能都归于他。阿门。这个地方，保罗写信给提摩太这个传道。
Here Paul wrote a letter to Timothy.
因为传道这个提摩太是年轻人。
Timothy was a young preacher.
他要当传道。
He wanted to be a preacher.
所以保罗很疼爱他。
And Paul has great love for him.
有很要紧的道理。
And he has some important teachings.
他必须交代清楚。
There are some teachings that he must give to Timothy. In order to strengthen his faith.
因为他要当传道。
Because Timothy wants to be a preacher.
一个传道如果没有信心。
If a preacher has no faith.
他没有把握把神的道理可以传出去。
Then he will not have the confidence to preach the words of God.
所以要坚固他的信心。
And therefore the faith of Timothy,
这个地方提到
Timothy must be strengthened.
说神是住在人不能靠近的这个光里面。
It says here that God dwells in an unapproachable light.
好，那我们再看一个地方。
Let's turn to another verse.
这个，提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy chapter one.
提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1,
第十五节
verse 15.
啊，第一章第十五节
chapter 1, verse 15.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这个话是可以相信的，是十分可以被服的。我们再看个第二章
Let's read chapter 2.
第二章的第四节
chapter 2, verse 4.
啊，第四节
verse 4.
他愿意万人得救。明白真道，第五节。
Verse five.
因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。好，这个地方有提到，啊，耶稣就是从天上降到世界上来，常来为人的基督耶稣。
That Jesus is the Savior who came into the world to save all humans.
那么耶稣基督如果没有降生，他原来就是天上宝贵很灿烂的这个座位啊，在上面。
And if Lord Jesus didn't come into the world, then he will be God sitting on his glorious throne.
因为他要拯救世界上的人。
But to save all men from sin,
他就降世为人了。
He came in the image of man.
跟我们人一样。
Just like us.
还是要睡觉。
He needs to sleep.
还会疲劳。
We would be tired.
还需要吃饭。
And needs food.
跟我们带的肉体完全一样的。
It would be just like us.
好，是因为他带着肉体来。
Because he came in flesh.
他在传道里的时候。
While he was preaching.
那么太阳照着他。
But the sun is shone on him.
那么雨也淋到他。
The rain will fall on him.
又没有好好的睡觉的地方。
He doesn't have a place to lay his head.
所以从耶稣在传道里的时候，他的外貌不是非常的丰满。
Therefore, when Jesus was preaching,
他是憔悴的。
He does not look very.
在以赛亚书里面有预言。
Nourished, he looked very pale.
他说将来耶稣到世界上来。
In the book of Isaiah, it prophesied that when Jesus came to the world,
他没有很漂亮的这个面容，让人家来羡慕他。
He will not have a handsome face.
啊，他只是一个瘦瘦的。
He will be thin.
啊，那么很多人从耶稣的外貌来看他。
And many people judge Jesus from his appearance.
因此就不认识耶稣是谁了。
And therefore, they do not know who he is.
耶稣在传道里的时候。
For Jesus was preaching.
啊、为什么人家要来相信他
Why would people believe in his words?
为什么很多人要跟随他
Why would many people follow him?
今天呢传耶稣的道理
Today we are preaching the words of God
有成千成万的教会
There are many churches 又
拿了这一本的圣经
And they all use the same Bible
可是这一本的圣经
But this Bible
不是耶稣所写出来的
Was not even written by Jesus
耶稣没有写过一本书
The Lord Jesus has never written a book.
可是今天有千千万万的人拿了这一本的圣经。
But today there are millions of people reading this Bible.
来传耶稣的道理。
And they are preaching the words of Jesus.
既然耶稣没有外貌。
Since Jesus does not have a beautiful face.
他在世界上来也没有地位。
And he has no social status at all.
他不是王孙公主。
He is not a noble.
他没有上过这个最高的学府大学。
He has never had any high education.
他又不是十四，也不是博士。
He is not a master unless he have a PhD degree.
耶稣降生在一个贫穷的木匠的家庭。
He was born in a carpenter's house.
他穿着没有比别人高尚。
He does not have good clothes to wear.
为什么他讲的话，人家要听他的？
Why would so many people listen to him?
我们看这个马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
第四章二十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 23.
23节。
Verse 23.
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音。啊，耶稣呢，他走遍加利利。
Jesus went about all Galilee.
在各会堂的地方来教训人，传天国的福音。
Teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
那凭他讲的话。
And just based on the words that he spoke, who would come to hear him?
谁要来相信他?
Who would believe in him?
又有附带的。
There is a condition.
我们再看下去。
Let's read on.
他医治百姓各样的病症。二十四节。
Verse 24.
他的名声就传遍了叙利亚，那个地方的人就把一切害病的，就是害了各样的疾病，扶着啊癫狂的、瘫痪的，都带了来。耶稣就医好了他们。二十五节。
25.
在那个时候，有许多人从加利利、地加波利、耶路撒冷、犹太，还有约旦河外来跟从了他。为什么有那么多人来跟从了耶稣
？So why would so many people follow Jesus？
因为他们已经听到。
Because they have heard him。
他们已经看到。
They have seen him。
耶稣能够行出人没有办法的事情。
Jesus can perform miracles.
因为他医治了很多的病痛。
Because he can heal every disease and infirmity.
连这个精神病的人，癫狂的都把他医好了。
Even demoniacs and epileptics were healed.
因此，跟随耶稣的、相信耶稣的人，就来又来又多了。
Therefore, more and more follow him.
所以，一下就神迹奇事，让人来认识了耶稣。
Through miracles that Jesus performed, many came to know him.
我们可以谈到这个西门彼得。
We can discuss the character of Simon
Peter. 他本来是抓鱼的。
He used to be a fisherman.
他可以说一个是大渔夫。
He was a fisherman.
啊，他抓鱼是本行。
A fishing was his occupation.
可是他对主耶稣还不认识。
And he has very little knowledge of the Lord.
也是有一次耶稣啊，他为了要传道理。
Once Jesus was preaching.
看到很多人。
And they saw many people.
耶稣不知道要站在什么地方来讲道。
Jesus didn't know where to stand.
就看到有一条船。
I saw a boat.
刚好是要已经收网要回去了。
This boat has already taken back its net.
那么耶稣就请这个渔夫把这个船呢开离开岸一点。
And Jesus went into the boat and asked the fishermen to row it out to sea.
西门呢, 他对主耶稣啊, 不认识。
Simon has no knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
可是这位西门呢, 他对人很亲切。
But Simon was very friendly.
啊, 耶稣要借我的船。
And Jesus wants to use my boat.
叫我把他, 啊, 展开这个院, 啊, 离开岸一点。
He wants me to row the boat out.
所以这个西门是完全抱着要帮忙耶稣的忙。
And therefore Simon was purely just helping out Jesus.
让耶稣啊, 啊, 上他的船, 把他开了, 离开岸边。
So Jesus went on board his boat and they rowed it out to sea.
啊, 他不知道耶稣要做什么。
He didn't know what Jesus was up to.
耶稣坐在船上站起来, 向岸上的人, 在那里传福音。
And Jesus stood up in the boat and preached to the multitude on the shore.
好。 那么谁跟耶稣最接近呢?
Who is closest to Jesus?
就是这个渔夫的西门彼得。
It would be the fisherman Simon Peter.
可是耶稣在讲道理。
But Jesus was preaching.
啊, 讲了一个下午。
And preached the whole afternoon.
道理讲完了。
When the teachings ended.
这个西门还是听不懂的。
Simon still couldn't understand.
还是对耶稣不认识的。
He still has no knowledge of Jesus.
好了，耶稣讲话了。
And Jesus spoke.
把你的船开到水深的地方。
Row your boat to the deeper waters.
那么西门还不知道。
Simon not know anything.
因为耶稣没有告诉他到水深的地方要做什么。
Jesus didn't instruct him why he would be going there.
那么这一位热心的这个西门彼得呀, 也是帮忙耶稣把这个船开到水深的地方。
Simon being very friendly would be helping Jesus and row the boat to a deeper waters.
啊, 已经到了水深的地方了。
When they came to the area,
耶稣说话了。
Jesus spoke again.
把你的网撒下去。
Cast your net down.
那么这个西门彼得往耶稣看了一下。
Simon stared at Jesus.
您又不是一个抓鱼的。
You are not a fisherman.
我整个晚上啊, 劳力很出力的在撒网，什么都没有抓到。
All night I have toiled and yet I caught nothing.
你怎么叫我把网撒下去？
How can you just command me to cast on my net?
他心里面就这样上下的自己问了。
He began to question himself.
后来西门彼得说了。
And then Simon Peter said.
啊, 他向耶稣看了一下说，先生。
He looked at Jesus and said, Teacher.
我们整个晚上没有抓到什么。
We have not caught anything all night.
那我们现在就听你的话。
Now we will just listen to you.
就把网撒下去了。
We will cast our nets.
那么整个晚上呢?
All night.
这个网撒下去, 拉起来都是轻轻的。
When they pulled the net up, it was empty.
那么听了耶稣的话,
But after listening to Jesus,
网撒下去, 就拉不起来。
When they cast the net, they couldn't pull it up.
哎, 是个很重很重的。
It was very heavy.
这个马上有一个感觉。
And they felt something.
为什么会这样子?
Why would it be like this?
哎呀, 喂了很多的鱼啊。
There were a lot of fish in the net.
赶快把网拉上来。
Pull the net up.
他自己的船已经装满了。
Until the boat was full.
还有呢?
And there are still some others.
还叫同伴的这个船啊, 赶快来帮忙。
He called his companions and told them to row to him.
这个把以往的这个鱼通通装满了两条船, 满满的船的船要沉下去。
And one net full of fish was able to fill two boats.
这个吓坏了这个西门了。
And this shocked Simon Peter.
他怎么说呢?
And what did he say?
我们看路加福音,
Let's turn to Luke.
第五章,
Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章,
Luke chapter 5.
第八节,
Verse 8.
第八节,
Verse 8.
西门彼得看见就夫妇在耶稣的指尖说, 主啊, 离开我, 我是一个罪人。 彼得, 西门彼得啊, 他看到这些鱼,
Simon Peter saw the fish.
他吓了一跳,
he was astonished.
赶快跪在耶稣的脚前,
Instantly he fell down to the Lord.
还请这个主啊,
And he said, O Lord,
离开我,
depart from me.
我不堪跟你在一条船上。
I am unfit to be with you.
我是一个罪人。
I am a sinful man.
为什么他会认识耶稣是主?
How did he know that Jesus is the Lord?
是因为这一网打上来的鱼。
Because he saw this fish.
啊, 我们过去很多来慕道。
Many of us came.
慕道之后呢, 他是要报名要来受洗。
Many of us used to be truth seekers, and we register ourselves for baptism.
那我们的报名单的下面有一个介绍人的名字。
And very often on the form, there's one person who brought you in.
都由天上谁介绍的。
We often say, who introduced me to the church?
好, 那么西门彼得会来认识耶稣是主，是谁介绍的？
Then who introduced Simon Peter to Jesus?
就是这一网的鱼来介绍他。
It is this net full of fish that
introduced him to Jesus. 他本来把耶稣是称为先生。
He used to call Jesus Mr. or Master.
我们看这个第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。他第一次称耶稣是先生。
The first time he addressed Jesus as master.
抓到鱼之后不叫先生了。
After catching fish, he no longer called him master. He addressed him as Lord.
那为什么耶稣在讲道理的时候？
Well, when Jesus was preaching,
像啊这个啊这个上面很多岸上的人讲道理的时候，彼得为什么不跪在耶稣的前面说主啊，我是罪人？
Why is it that when Jesus was preaching to a multitude of the shore, Simon Peter didn't kneel down and call him Lord? Though he was on the same boat with Jesus.
耶稣讲的话，每一句他都听得到。
And he heard every word that Jesus spoke.
可是他听不懂的。
But he was unable to understand.
他认不出耶稣是天上的真神。
He couldn't see that Jesus is God in heaven.
那么今天呢，这个西门彼得啊。西门彼得
Today, Simon Peter,
啊，他可以认识耶稣。
He has known the Lord.
是因为看到这么大的神迹。
And this is because of a miracle he saw.
为什么
？Why?
因为耶稣就是创造宇宙万物的真神。
Because Jesus is the God who created the universe.
啊，古时候有一个人的名字，他是先知了。
There was an ancient patriarch whose name was a prophet.
神命令他到这个尼尼微城去传警告。
The Lord instructed him to go to the city of Nineveh to prophesy. He couldn't go.
因为那个地方的人非常的凶恶。
He wouldn't go because the people there were fierce.
他怕到那个地方去传警告会被人家打死。
He was afraid that if he were to go there and prophesy a warning, they would kill him.
拿钱请船，坐到塔斯去了。
He bought a ticket and went to Tarsus.
好，那么船呢，一样的到了海中。
And again, the boat was in the middle of an ocean.
耶稣起了大暴风。
There was a storm.
船在那个地方摇来摇去，就要沉下去了。
And the boat was rocking back and forth.
船上很多人把他们自己的行李统统丢到海里去。
Many people on the boat threw their baggages into the ocean.
啊，他们想这个行李呀丢到海里去，船会不会比较平静
？They thought that if they threw the belongings into the ocean, perhaps the sea would calm down.
哪有可能啊
？How is this possible?
啊。船一倾，跟着这个摇晃厉害。
When the boat was lighter, it was would be rocking even worse.、
啊、他们自己求他们自己的神了、啊。
And they began to seek their own gods.
后来就做一个签来抽。
Later they began to draw lots.
到底是谁得罪了神
？And who has caused God to be angry?
到底是谁做了什么坏事
？Who has done an evil thing?
让我们的来遇到这个灾殃。
Who has done something evil so that the whole everyone of them were in danger? 后来抽到一个先知的名字。And they draw lots and drew a prophet's name.
他在船底面在睡觉。
He was in the bottom of the boat sleeping.
就把他叫醒了。
They woke him up.
叫醒之后。
And after waking him.
啊，他说这个你们把我啊丢到海里去。
The prophet said, "Throw me into the ocean."
啊，那么就可以啊，这个风正啊，浪静了。
If you threw him into the sea, the sea will calm down.
啊，真的把他丢下去了。
And indeed, they threw him into the sea.
那么神呢，他就吩咐。一条大鱼
，and the Lord appointed a great fish，
就把它吞下去。
This fish swallowed him up，
又把它送到他应该去传警告的地方。
And sent him back to a place that he should have gone the first place。
所以神啊，前后两次都是吩咐大鱼。
And twice the Lord sent a great fish
来为神工作。
To work for him。
那为什么鱼？会听神的话。
And why would a fish listen to God?
在创世纪里面有记载。
In the book of Genesis, there's a record.
神创造这个宇宙万物。
God created the universe.
他创造了天上的飞鸟，地上的走兽。
He created the birds in the air and the animals on the land.
还有海中的大鱼。
And also fish in the sea.
所以凡是被造的都要听他的话。
And therefore, whatever that was created must obey the master.
我们温哥华弟兄姐妹也得。信了很久了。
There are some believers here in Vancouver who have believed in the Lord for a long time.
我现在要请问大家。
I have to ask everyone now.
这位先知叫什么名字
？Who is this prophet?
有没有人知道？这个先知叫什么名字？ 约拿，哎，我们小朋友知道。
The name of this prophet is Jonah.
啊，所以我们有时候听道理啊，有时候呢也要把它记起来。
Sometimes it's useful to take notes while listening to sermons.
啊，让我们对道理要更熟悉。
And that way we will be familiar with the scriptures.
所以神可以叫大鱼做事。
That the Lord can command a great fish to work for him.
那么耶稣就是这位神。
And Jesus is this God.
他可以叫这么多的鱼就在这个船的地方深这个深水的地方。
He can command these fishes to gather at this deep end.
让西门彼得来抓到鱼。
So that Simon Peter can catch a net full of fish.
好，如果这个鱼本来就在那个地方。
If this fish were there initially.
那么早就被西门彼得已经抓住了。
Then Simon Peter would have already caught it.
可是彼得说他，我们整个晚上什么都没有打。
But Peter said all night we have toiled and caught nothing.
从这几点我们来知道，耶稣就是天上的真神。
But here we know that Jesus is the God in heaven.
好，我们再看约翰福音第一章。
Let's now turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一章第一节。
Chapter 1 verse 1.
啊、这个地方也在介绍耶稣。
Here it is also introducing to us Jesus.
好、啊，第一章第一节。
Chapter 1 verse 1、
啊。太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这个道太。
Through him and without him was not anything made that was made.、
啊、那么耶稣呢，是从道成肉身到世界上来。
The Lord Jesus was God who manifested in flesh, come to the world.、
啊、所以耶稣就是这位真神。
And therefore, Jesus is this God.
那么神有时候会自己讲话。
Sometimes God will speak on His own behalf.
就好像我们自己也自己会说心里话。
That's sometimes it's just the same as sometimes we would speak what is in us.
那么施洗约翰他就是要来证明耶稣就是天上的真神。
And John the Baptist came to witness that Jesus is God in heaven.
他就是创造宇宙万物的真神。
That Jesus is a God who created all things in the universe.
所以这个地方说太初有道。
That's why it says here in the beginning was the Word.
道与神同在。
And the Word was with God.
道就是神。
And the Word was God.
看个十四节。
Let's jump to verse 14.
这个道，这个道。
And the Word.
这个神。
This God.
他成了肉身，住在我们中间。
Became flesh and dwelt among us.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
所以耶稣就是道。
Therefore, Jesus is the Word.
道就是神。
And this Word is God.
所以我们从第一章的第一节。
Therefore, from chapter 1, verse 1.
也可以另外一种的看法。
There is another way of looking at this verse.
啊，就是太初就有耶稣。耶稣就是神。耶稣与神同在。耶稣就是神。
And that is, in the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God.
第二节说，这个耶稣太初就与神同在。
And verse 2 says that he was in the beginning with God.
第三节说，万物都是借着耶稣来造的。
Verse 3 can say, all things were made through Jesus.
所以耶稣呢，他可以行海面。
Therefore, Jesus can walk on the surface of water.
看可以叫这个死的可以复活。
He can resurrect the dead.
啊，让人家来相信他。
He can perform miracles so that people believe in him.
耶稣说了,
Jesus said,
他说, 你们看到我, 就看到父一样。
If you have seen me, it will be likened to seeing God.
我是跟父是同一个的。
Because I am the Father and one.
全世界的人有五十一亿。
There are about 5 billion people in the world.
没有一个人可以说我跟爸爸是同一个人。
No one can say that my Father and I are one.
但是耶稣可以讲这一句话。
But Jesus can say this.
因为他是从神那里来的
Because he came from God.
是神的灵来成为肉体
It is the spirit of God that has become flesh.
借着肉体的显现出来
And it was revealed through flesh.
啊，所以神借着肉体的显明了
Through flesh, Jesus revealed himself.
可是很多世界上人就是不认识耶稣
But many people don't know him.
所以耶稣他讲道理的时候
And therefore when he preached,
刚好有一天呢，有时间了
This one day, he had some time.
他就问了门徒。
He asked his disciples.
哎，人家说我是谁
？What did other people say who I am?
啊、哦，他们说你是啊、有人说你是施洗约翰。
Some say you were John the Baptist.
啊，有人说你是耶利米先知。
Some say you were the prophet Jeremiah.
啊，有人说你是先知里面的一位。
Some say you were one among the prophets.、
啊、当时世代的人看耶稣，这是怎么这样子？
This is how the people saw Jesus.
那么耶稣又说话了。
And Jesus spoke again.
那你们说， 啊，他对他的门徒说：“你们说我是谁？”
He said to his disciples, "Who do you think I am?"
我们看马太福音的第十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
看十三节
verse 13,
十六章十三节
chapter 16 verse 13,
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说，人家说我人子是谁？十四节
14,
他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米，或者是先知里面的一位。第十五节
verse 15,
耶稣说了，你们说我是谁？十六节。
16.
西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”十七节。
17.
耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福气的，因为这不是属血肉的来指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。”好，这个地方就提到说：“你们说我是谁
？”Says who do you say that I am？
四个门徒当中。很多人静默无声了。
Among the disciples, most of them were silent.
啊，只有西门彼得。
Only Simon Peter.
他说：“你是基督。
”Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ."
你是永生神的儿子。
The Son of the Living God.
耶稣还称赞他。
And Jesus praised him.
他说：“西门彼得，你是有福气的。
”Says, "Blessed are you, Simon Peter."
你会知道我是永生神的儿子。
Because you know that I am the Son of the Living God.
不是。有血肉之体的人，就是都是凭着人来知道的。
That for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you.
乃是天上的真神指示你的。
But my Father who is in heaven.
所以即神的道理。
Therefore the teaching.
你要认识耶稣。
You have to come to know Jesus.
如果不是神的灵来指示我们。
If it is not the Spirit of God that instructs us.
借着他的神迹奇事。
And through the miracles.
是没有人能够知道的。
No one would know who he is.
再看以赛亚诗。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚诗看第三章。
Isaiah chapter 3.
我们这里这个以赛亚诗里面有写着，这个如果没有神的灵指示，就是先知也不知道。
In the book of Isaiah it records that if it is not the spirit of God that instructs, even the prophets wouldn't know.
所以我们凭我们自己没有办法彻底来认识他。
Therefore if we rely on ourselves, we would not be able to know Jesus.
好，我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
第一章第十七节。
Chapter 1 verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那四个人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给你们，使你们真正的知道他。十八节。并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在信徒中得以基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。这个地方说要求我们的主耶稣。
Here it says that our Lord Jesus Christ
将那个四个人的智慧和启示的灵
that may our Lord Jesus Christ give you a spirit of wisdom of revelation
让我们来真正的认识了他。
So that we can have a true knowledge.
一般的教会
and other churches.
他们也认为他们认识耶稣。
They also stated that they know Jesus.
可是他们只有认识耶稣的这个外表。
But they have only known the outer appearance of the Lord Jesus.
他们不能彻底的来知道这个耶稣就是真神。
They could not understand that Jesus is true God.
他能够救人到这个天上。
That He can deliver all men to heaven.
又借助他的灵。来建设了神的教会。
And through the Spirit of God, a church is established.
所以刚才我们看到马太福音的第十六章。
Just now we have read Matthew chapter 16.
耶稣对彼得说。
Jesus said to Peter.
我要把我的教会建设在这一个磐石上面。
That on this rock I will build my church.
在磐石上面就是这个很坚固的这个根基上面。
This rock simplifies a firm foundation.
一般的房子，你如果盖在这个沙土的上面
if you were to build a house on a sand,
那么风吹雨打
and after rain,
这个房子会垮倒
and wind, this house
你建在这一个磐石上面
but if you were to build a house on a rock,
尤其是有地震或者是、啊、风吹雨打都是吹不倒、啊、吹不倒的
even if there's severe windstorm and an earthquake, this house will not collapse.
我上一次到香港
I visited Hong Kong last time.
我看到他们的房子。
I've seen their houses.
很多很多了，我都注意到他们的根基呀、啊。
I've noted that the foundation of the houses.
都是很坚固的这个石头上面来建起来。
They were all built of very firm rocks.
所以他们不怕这个啊，有风吹雨打或者是大地震。
Therefore, they would never fear an earthquake or stormy weather.
他们的根基呀、啊，非常的坚固。
Because they have already set a very firm foundation.
那么神所设立的教会是非常的坚固。
And God has also established His church on a firm foundation.
因此啊，在这个各教会很多来跟我们来啊辩论。
Many churches came to argue or debate the truth with us.
怎么样来攻击我们
？No matter how to attack us.
我们的根基就在磐石上面。
Our rock was still be our foundation was on the rock.
又是这个神亲自所建设的教会。
Because this is a church established by God.
有神的圣灵为根基。
That the Holy Spirit is our foundation.
所以过去很多来毁谤我们敬耶稣教会。
The many in the past slandered our church.
有的人说你们敬耶稣教会啊，不到三年呐、啊、就会垮台了。
Some would say that our Jesus Church will not last for 3 years.
在我确实的这个根基啊资料啊，那个来啊咒骂啊来攻击我们的这一个人呐、啊，他那从那一年开始，说我们敬耶稣教会、啊、不到三年就会垮台的。他呢就病倒了60几年。
And from my knowledge, the person who slandered us, saying that our church will not last for 3 years, he himself was ill for 60 years.
所以神的教会啊是不能攻击的。
Therefore, you cannot slander the church.
是非常的坚固。
This is a very firm church.
今天我们的教会。
Today our church.
就是因为有圣灵。
We have the Holy Spirit.
让我们真正的认识了他。
That today we can truly know God.
圣灵不是传道给我们。
Holy Spirit did not preach to us.
啊，圣灵不是长老给我们。
The Holy Spirit was not given to us by the elders.
圣灵是主耶稣亲自赏赐给我们的。
The Holy Spirit was given to us by God.
所以我们这个圣灵是我们敬耶稣教会。
Therefore, our Holy Spirit is our Jesus Spirit.
是在什么地方就有圣灵的同在。
No matter where we go, the Holy Spirit will be with us.
有圣灵的同在。
With the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
就有神迹奇事。
We shall see miracles.
啊。我上一次到大陆。
Last time I went to mainland China.
啊，经过莆田、福清、三山教会。
I have been to 3 churches.
啊，那么莆田、福清的教会那个会堂呢是政府的。
In Putian and Fuching, the church belongs to the government.
啊，我们到那边去啊。
When we went there.
就不能在台上讲道。
We cannot go up to a podium to preach.
要在台前讲道。
Rather, we have to preach from the podium.
聚会的人呢，都有800多人。
There were about 800 people came to listen.
大家很热心。
They were all very fervent.
可是在到这个聚会完的时候
，But after a service,
他们的这个执事啦，啊，弟兄姐妹做见证啦。
The deacons and brothers and sisters gave testimonies.
他说我们是安息日，星期六。
They said we observe the Sabbath.
因为没有外教会跟我们来争论，所以我们啊只有敬耶稣教会上下午都可以做礼拜。
There were no other churches contesting with us, so we are able to have services both morning and afternoon.
好，那么星期天呢，礼拜天呢、啊，就是有啊圣公会啦，长老会呢，有个上午，有个下午这样聚会。
On Sundays, there will be 2 other churches using this chapel in the morning and the afternoon.
可是，在我们安息日，在同一个讲台上面。
But on Sabbath day, on the same podium.
啊，钢琴也是大家共用的。
Everybody will share a piano.
啊，可是我们在那里聚会的时候啊
，But when we were having service，
我们的弟兄姐妹很多人都看到这个后面啊，有天使穿白衣啊，在那个里走过来走过去。
Many brothers and sisters saw angels walking across the podium.
还有神的荣光。
They also saw
非常的响耀。
They have also seen the glorious light of God.
这个事情呢、啊，让他们长老会啊。圣公会的人听到了。
And these miracles were told to the other churches.
哎呀，我们信耶稣已经十几年了。
They would say, I believe, we have believed in Jesus for 10 years.
连一个天使的衣服都没有看过。
We have never seen the clothes of an angel.
还要谈什么荣光？
And not to mention the glorious light of God.
哎呀，你看荣光啊，跑到外面看太阳。
If you want to see glorious light, you can go out and look at the sun.
你们进耶稣教会怎么有这个事情呢？
How could this happen to your church?
我可以不可以到你们教会来做礼拜？
They said, can I come to your church to observe?
我们弟兄姐妹很欢迎他。
And brothers and sisters welcome them.
因为会堂是大家共用的。
Because everybody share a chapel.
谁都可以来。
Everybody can come.
结果他们真的来了。
And they came.
他来的时候聚会一直看这个地方。
When they were here for service, they'll be staring at the podium.
他不是在看传道。
They were not looking at the pastor.
他要看天使。
They want to see angels.
他要看荣光。
They want to see glorious light.
结果他们说了。
And they said.
奇怪了。
Strange.
同一个会堂。
Same chapel.
不过差一天。
It's only a day's difference.
怎么你们可以看到，我们看不到呢？
How is it that you see angels and we don't?
这不是在差一天两天呢？
This is not a difference of days.
不是星期六跟星期天呢？
This is not a difference of Saturday or Sunday.
就是我们聚会的时候啊，我们奉主耶稣的圣名在那里聚会。
Rather, when we begin our service, we have services in the name of Jesus.
就有耶稣在我们的中间。
And Jesus will be among us.
所以有可以看到天使。
And that is why we can see angels.
有的信徒眼睛闭起来祷告。
Brethren, close your eyes.
眼睛闭着可以看到荣光。
But when they close their eyes, they can see the glorious light.
不是电灯的光。
It is not the light of the bulb.
不是太阳的光。
It's not sunlight.
眼睛闭起来可以看到。
They close their eyes, they can see light.
为什么会这样子？
Why is this?
这个乃是要坚固我们信徒的信心。
This, all this is to strengthen the faith of believers.
有的呀，抱着怀疑的心。
Some came with doubt.
到我们的教会。
Some came with doubt to our church.
他说你们教会那个祷告啊，你看那个身体会震动。
They said when you pray, your body vibrates or shakes.
嘴巴不晓得讲什么。
And we don't understand what you were saying.
你看那个穿西装的带领带领，他都不会动。
Look at the one wearing the suit. He will not move.
你看那个这个啊那女士方面啊。这个头发真的很漂亮，还穿着旗袍，那么快，她都不会动。
Look at the ladies who are dressed beautifully. They won't move.
那个会动的都是头发乱七八糟的。
Those who vibrate or shake are those who are dressed.
都是一些随便穿的那个贫穷的。
They're all poor people dressed.
没有学问的。
They have no knowledge.
他们才会动。
They do not have high education, and they are the ones who shake.
所以他说到我们教会来，一看的时候会害怕。
And that's why they said when they come to our church, they would fear.
还要批评。
And they began to slander.
那个都是假的啦。
They say everyone is faking it.
后来我们。弟兄们啊，就告诉他。
And our brothers then said to him.
那我们如果是假的话。
If we are not a true church.
但我们要加这个啊，要加这个俗文一点。俗文呐、啊，俗文呐、啊，比较啊。
We would be we would try to be behave appropriately.
他还告诉我们。
And then he said.
他说我们的祷告啊，很好看。
Our prayer is very pretty, very nice.
不像你们这样子乱撞乱撞的，太难看了。
It's not like yours, very rough.
他说我们的教会祷告啊，都是手啊放在额头上面。
When we pray, we put our hands on our forehead.
哈利路亚，我们的上帝，感谢你，阿门。
Hallelujah, our God in heaven. Thank you, Amen.
多俗文啊，都很好看了、啊。
This is very nice, very gentle.
你们这样子一直动，一直动。
When you move around, it's very clear.
哎呀，难看死了。
And it's awful and ugly.
因为他不明白。
It's because they don't understand.
他真的不明白。
They really don't understand.
因为我们今天呢、啊，我们得到圣灵会震动。
Today when we receive the Holy Spirit, our body would vibrate.
你会受灵言。
You will speak in tongues.
不是学来的。
This is not a language you learned. And you cannot fake it.
我知道的事情。
This is something I know.
我的二哥。
My second brother.
他不喜欢啊读书。
He does not like.
所以
to receive education.
啊，日本人在台湾的时候
，Never when the Japanese were in Taiwan.
啊，都讲日本话。
Everybody be speaking Japanese.
教日本书。
They be teaching Japanese
books. 可是他不喜欢读书。
But he does not like to go to school.
他一句日本话都不会讲。
And he couldn't say a word of Japanese.
他十六岁的时候，他祷告。
When he was 16, he prayed.
他得到圣灵的时候，整篇都是日文。
When he received the Holy Spirit, he would be speaking Japanese.
这个是实在的事情。
This is true.
啊，那么还有一个人。
There's another person.
一个也是小朋友。
A child.
他是牧童，就是看牛的。
He is.
他日本话也不会。
He would be taking the cows.
他只有讲这个闽南话。
And he can't speak Japanese, he only speaks
Chinese. 那闽南话的祷告呢，就是 Hallelujah 赞美主耶稣。
And when he prays, he'll be saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
啊，可是他祷告的时候呢？
But when he prays,
他圣灵充满之后，念出来都是整篇的英文。
When he was moved by the Holy Spirit, he'd be able to speak English.
啊，有那个高中生啊，在旁边呢，听他这个受英文奇怪啦，这个牧羊童呢，这个牧童啊，这个牵牛的啦，怎么会受英文呢？
And some of the high schoolers, they would be puzzled, how could this young child speak English?
就在旁边呢，把它抄起来了。
And they write it down what he spoke.
啊，好不容易他祷告完了。
And after finishing praying,
哎呀，小朋友，你很啊，你讲好哦，很会哦。
And they say, young child, you're really good.
哎，你这个你念的这个英文呢那么漂亮。
You're able to speak fluent English.
哎呀，你写这个是什么？
What is it that you have said?
我也看不懂的。
I don't understand it.
好像那个菜市场买的那个豆芽。
It would be like the bean sprouts you see on the market.
我怎么会说英文呢？
How can I speak English?
这真的，这个是你念出来的啦。
And true, this is what you have just said.
啊，这个是什么意思啊？
What does it mean?
那个高中生还替他翻译出来。
And the high schooler will be interpreting it.
哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，感谢主耶稣。
It means Hallelujah, praise the Lord, and thank God.
哎，他说英文的。
And this is how he spoke English.
谁让他说的呢？
Who taught him English?
不是长老执事传道。
It would not be the deacons, the elders, the preachers.
是主耶稣让他讲出来。
Rather, it's Jesus that made him speak.
为什么要这样子？
Why?
就是要让他体会到真正的在我们教会有耶稣。
This is where I realize that there is God in our church.
啊，有一个内地教会。
内地。哎，内地。 There is a church in 内地.
那是在大陆。
It is in mainland China.
有一天来了四个人。
One day, four persons came.
还带着圣经。
They came with a Bible.
来的时候啊。
When they come.
哦。 他说我们太骄傲了。
They said we are very proud.
啊，你们是真耶稣教会。
You said you are true Jesus church.
你们是真的教会。
You are a true church.
那我们是不是假的教会？
Then are we a false church?
我们的弟兄啊，赶快请他里面坐。
Our brothers quickly brought them in.
啊，到里面坐了。
And when they sat down,
你们为什么真耶稣教会？
They said, why are you call yourself true Jesus?
那我们是假的。
Are we false?
我们的弟兄啊。 就好像跟他说一说，笑一笑啊。
And our brothers laughed.
啊，你再看我们的招牌，你再念一次。
Look at our name again and read it.
好，他就念了。
And he read it.
真耶稣教会。
True Jesus Church.
哎，没有错啊。
This is right.
可是我们招牌的旁边没有说你们是假的。
But there is nothing on our name tag that says you are false.
哇，为了这一句话。
Because of this.
啊，他的扎心呐。
His heart was pierced.
啊。 刚才你说我们是真，你们是假，那假是你们自己说的呀。
Just now you said that you were false. You said it yourself.
啊，为了这一句话。
For this one particular sentence.
我们在那里谈论了。
They were arguing with us.
他们有备而来。
And they came prepared.
啊，他这个圣经翻开了。
They began to flip open
the Bible. 感谢主，我们的弟兄姐妹啊，都可以用圣经来向他解说。
And thank God, our brothers and sisters were able to explain.
哎呀，谈到圣灵的问题，
when they discuss the Holy
Spirit, 谈到了安息日的问题，
they also discuss the Holy Sabbath.
那么神的灵感动，
and the Spirit of God moved,
让他们听了之后啊，每一句话呢，都进到他们的心里，
that everything they heard enter into them.
就好像我们昨天晚上简长老说的啦，
just like last night Elder Chen's sermon.
因为神的灵在他里面，
the Spirit of God is in them.
有一股暖流，
you'd be like,
他能够来接受。
There is a warmth in
the
Spirit. He's able to accept the teachings and understand.
他们说，我们可以不可以在这里祷告？
And they said, can we pray here?
那只要你们有诚心诚意的，
as long as you are earnest,
你们一样可以在这里祷告。
You can pray here.
那在我们的家可以祷告吗？
And can we pray in our church?
一样的可以祷告。
Of course.
因为神充满了宇宙当中。
Because God fills all in all.
你就在什么地方，耶稣都看到。
No matter where you are, Jesus will be able to see.
而且耶稣呢，他听你的祷告，不用翻译的。
And Jesus does not need to a translation of your.
你什么人，用什么话，你祷告，耶稣都听得懂。
Whatever language you speak, Jesus will understand.
好，那好了，我们来祷告。
And they said, yes, we'll pray.
好，一起祷告。
They prayed.
好，那么弟兄姐妹也帮助他们祷告。
And brothers and sisters prayed for.
祷告之后，四个人通通得到圣灵。
After prayer, four of them received the Holy Spirit.
是得到圣灵起来的时候还奇怪了。
After prayer, they they got up.
我们也已经相信耶稣二十几年了，怎么都没有这个事情。
They were puzzled. They said they have been Christians for over 20 years.
那我们教会的弟兄就翻圣经给他看，你刚才感觉奇怪的就写在圣经里面。
And our brother said that what you felt earlier is recorded in the Bible.
好，他们就回去了。
And they returned.
我们以后会再来。
And we'll come back again.
他们回去了。
They returned.
召集了他们的干部。
They gathered all the officials.
来了二十几个。
So about 20 years.
来势汹汹啊。
They came.
啊，脸色不好看。
See the angry countenance on their face.
他们准备要来跟我们辩道。
They have come to debate with us.
看看你们真耶稣教会是不是可以回答。
They want to see if they can.
这个来的时候。
When they come.
啊，来的汹汹。
They came very angry.
我们看到他呢是笑笑的。
And we see them, we smile.
很温柔的。
Very gentle.
啊，请他们坐。
We
asked, 很客气地跟他们谈道理。
And we discussed the truth with them.
一样的，他所问的，统统解答，回答了。
And every question they asked, we answered.
他们二十几个。
There are about 20 something of them.
那我们是不是可以祷告？
And they said, can we pray?
有的抱着怀疑。
Some with doubt.
里面呢，有的真的要来求圣灵。
But among them, there are some who truly want to experience Holy Spirit, and this Holy Spirit touched them.
这一次呢，二十几个一样的同一个时间得到圣灵。
At the same time, there's 20 something of them.
又有人笑，又有人哭。
Some laughed, some cried.
有的流鼻涕。
Some has running nose.
那这个不雅观呐。
Of course, this is not very good.
可是不雅观的事情呢，都发生在他们心上。
But all these happen on them.
因为神要让他们这样来体会。
Because this is how God wants them to experience it.
这二十几个起来了。
And they got up.
哎呀，真奇